I'd like to get more goals, obviously, and I've come close, but I'm not very good at finishing, so, but proved myself wrong there.
And most people will look at it tonight when they haven't been at the game and say, oh, it must have been a header from a corner, but it wasn't. It was a nice, tidy finish.
Yeah, it was a Kieran Aegert special. No, it was good to get it. It just fell for me on my left foot, so I decided to do it first time instead of trying to take it on the right. Got a little bit lucky, but nonetheless, it's goal.
What did you make to the overall performance tonight then?
I thought first half, I think overall we deserved to win that game. First half, I thought we were a better team and created more chances. Overall, we created more chances as well. Although I don't know how he didn't score that goal when he put it up for a throw-in. But like I said, overall I thought it was a graft, and first half was the key to the winning the game.
It looked so organised as well at times in that second half when you were under pressure. The two banks of four, everyone getting behind the ball. It looked like an organised lineup.
Yeah, we struggled a little bit because they put three in the middle, so the boy in the hole was getting on the ball, so me and Morgs decided to try to squeeze the line up a little bit higher to close our space up, and we were quite successful at it. So they stopped giving the ball into that hole and tried lumping it forward, which suits us all right with Morgs back there.
Steve Evans said to us that you were a frustrated bunch heading into this game, having gone on obviously a run where you've not managed to pick up 3 points in over a month. Do you feel relieved today? Is there a sense of relief around?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been unlucky, but also it's our own fault. We've been letting sloppy goals in. But yeah, definitely, it's brilliant to keep a clean sheet and get a win.
Do you feel like you're growing into the Championship as a team now?
I mean, most of us have played in the Championship before, and as a team, it's a bit different. We used to go out all guns blazing in League One, and teams couldn't handle it. In this league, there's 3 passes and they get out. And so you need to be a little bit more clever in this league, when to press and when to step off and just let them have the ball. So yeah, in that sense, we're coming to terms with it.
I suppose you're learning, aren't you, as you go along, some of the players?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, most of us got experience from the Championship, but as a team, it's different because we used to go all guns blazing, everyone pressing the ball, back four squeezing all the way up to the halfway line, and now it's sometimes we do that, sometimes we drop off.
What are you making to the back line at the moment in time, and in particular your centre-half partnership, because Craig Morgan's been in there, Kurt Broadfoot for the last couple of games, unfortunately tonight had to go off injured, but there is some strength there, isn't there, at the heart of defence?
Yeah, I mean, me and Morgs have been playing together for 2 years now, and I love playing with him, and like I've said before, we make up for each other's weaknesses, and I think we're a very solid partnership. Obviously, Kirk Broadfoot is a very good player as well, and it's easy to play with him. We haven't played together as much as me and Morgs, but like I said, he's a very good player.
You must almost instinctively know where each other is then, yourself and Morgan, because you've played together so many times now.
Yeah, and yeah, it's second nature. We don't need to speak much. I mean, obviously, we try to speak as much as possible, but it's very comfortable together, and kind of make up for each other's weaknesses, like I said before.
How important is it now then for the club to keep building on this? Obviously, a difficult game against Norwich on the way, but it's now 11 points on the board, and you can look back at the international break and say, well, actually, it's been not a bad start to the campaign.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that going into these 3 games, it would be tough to get anything out of that. Ipswich, Blackburn and Norwich, doesn't look very good. But, I mean, if we could get 4 to 6 points out of that, it would be brilliant, especially going into the break. But, yeah, we've got to see what happens.
And you able to look on the bright side of things? Steve Evans says to us, you're the kind of person that on a sunny day will spot the cloud in the sky.
Yeah, he's not wrong there. I mean,
an Icelandic thing? Is that just you?
No, I think that's just me. No, I always find something wrong with my own performance and the team performance because I want it to be perfect, but obviously that will never happen, so I try to find what we can make better. It's sometimes positive, but it is negative as well.
Not far off perfect tonight, though. Clean sheet and a goal.
Yeah, I mean, they got chances, though, which you want to cut out completely. So it's not really perfect.